It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Since this is Thanksgiving week, I thought it would be nice to take a few minutes to reflect on some good things that occurred during the past gardening season. For the most part, I'd have to say that weather tops my list of thankful things. Since April, we've had repeated rains on a pretty regular basis, which have brought a bountiful harvest from fields and gardens. The luxury of not lugging hoses has been most appreciated, and the water we did apply to shelter belts and orchard rows was an added bonus, allowing me to advance a square or two on the board game of catch-up that I constantly play during the hot months. Those early rains continued through the summer, causing our rain gauge to work overtime as measurable moisture has continued to grace our place through most of the fall. Perhaps it's those deep drinks that have caused such a great year for fall foliage, or perhaps it's the mostly manageable prairie winds that have allowed the red of maples, the yellows of fruit trees, and the dark purple of smokebush to stay around for more than a day. This year, the Washington hawthorn shrub became a big fat globe of bright red-orange that glowed like a Halloween pumpkin for 3 full weeks before giving in to the winds that finally swept through and scattered the leaves like scarlet blossoms across the tawny winter hue of our buffalo lawn. If the lawn, trees, shrubs, and flowers had a stellar year, I must admit that the vegetable garden and fruit orchard have seen better seasons. The lack of fruit on all but the sour cherry trees and a measly picking of peaches can probably be chalked up to a repeated failure on my part to trim out the way too numerous numbers of branches holding tiny apples and pears that were too numerous to grow to a usable size. Lesson learned, and just wait till next year. I did have lots of sandhill plums, grapes, and strawberries, so I'll still be able to give jams and jellies this Christmas. Though we didn't go hungry when picking from the garden, this had to be a record year for the number of insatiable insects that took over most of the vegetables, leaving us with enough to eat, but not much to put up for the cold time. However, I must give my annual thanks for neighbors who gratefully accept excess produce when it occurs, then return our gifts in the form of baked goodies. Or they appear atop a giant tractor to mow the weeds along the drive when they get too big to handle with my little machine. I'm thankful for the companionship of a good dog and a duo of gardening cats who return from morning mouse patrol to keep me company in the bean rows. I'm thankful for the barn owls and red-tailed hawks that kept me going when, for the first time in almost 20 years, our great horned owl nest was empty this year. And I'm joyful that I've been hearing a solitary, low-toned hoot from what I hope is Ollie, returned and calling out for his big Alberta partner to join him for annual nesting duties again at our place. In a time when daily news brings jolts and shocks and worries, it's essential to know that things like owls and gardens, fruit trees and friendships will be there with each dawning day.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.